Pancake season, one of the best seasons of the year. Good morning. It is 8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick off this week. Thanks for being with us this Friday. It's a big one. The Galesburg Noon Lions Club annual Pancake Day is going to be happening. And joining us to talk more about it from the Galesburg Noon Lions, Diane Kroll. Diane, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. And nobody flips a flapjack like a lion.
That is true. I like that. Josh Gibb, president of the Galesburg Noon Lions Club, joining us this morning. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. Today? I'm well. Thanks for having us.
You got a kick out of that. I like that. Nobody flips a pancake like a lion.
A flapjack. It's that alliteration.
Yes. I like that. All right. Well, this Friday is the big event. It's an annual thing, and a lot of people go. And the great thing about it is there's two servings. But give us, first off, Dan, give us the specifics, the hours, and then where we're at this year.
We have both lunch and dinner, and lunch is from 11 in the morning till 1 o'clock, and dinner is 5 to 7. And it's at the First United Methodist Church at Kellogg at Ferris. We always have a good time. We always have a good crowd. And particularly when it's cold outside, having sausages and hot pancakes.
You know, the great thing, as much work as it is for you guys, as somebody coming there and eating every year, it seems like you all are really having a good time, though, also on top of it.
We do.
Yeah, it's certainly a fundraiser for our club. It's a fundraiser for what Lions Club does in Galesburg. But it's really an opportunity for our club to do something together, to have fun together, to build camaraderie, to build fellowship. So it's definitely a great event, but it's a great event for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, well, talk, Josh, a little bit about the Lions Club. First off, the mission behind Lions Club.
So, the main mission, the mission that I think really everyone knows, is the Knights of the Blind. We were charged to be the Knights of the Blind by Helen Keller. And so we do a lot of vision work, which is sort of expanded as the services and the way which people can get glasses and exams have changed over the, really 80 years. We've expanded. So we do things for hearing aids, but we also do things around the environment. We do things for hunger. We do things for pediatric cancer. It's an international club. So Lions Club is connected to an international organization. It's the largest fraternal organization in the world. There's lions in every country. And so being a part of something that does so much across the entire globe, but also just sort of focuses all of that here locally. It's a great organization to be a part of, one that I'm very proud to be the president of this year.
Diane, how long ago did you get involved in, and why did you get involved with Lions?
I've been a Lion for 20 years.
Okay.
And the thing about being a Lion is somebody has to ask you if you'd like to be a Lion. And so Terry Welty was my sponsor. He brought in a lot of people from our club. And I've truly enjoyed it, and I have had the great opportunity to be involved in the district-wide, and just got back from a convention. I'm going to be a governor charge of our district, and it's amazing to me to see how much energy and how much service is done by these Lions Clubs.
The event, of course, coming up on Friday, the Galesburg Noon Lions Club annual Pancake Day gets underway at 11 o'clock, United Methodist Church here in downtown Galesburg. And one of the other things you mentioned being the Knights of the Blind, Knights for the Blind.
Against Knights.
But you will take donations if you have any old eyeglasses that you don't have any use for anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Bring those glasses. Those get recycled and get into the hands of people that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford them. And so we're always collecting glasses. But, these dollars will go straight back into the community. So when you come, you're going to have a great meal. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to see people who care about their community flipping flapjacks and laughing. If you come, you will absolutely see me with batter all over me. I have been dubbed the Batter Baron of Lions Club. So every pancake has some love in it because I will have mixed it, Tom.
There you go. Some Josh Gibb love in
some
your pancakes.
Some Josh Gibb love in your pancakes.
And you can taste it, believe me.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Again, it's coming up this Saturday. Josh Gibb and Diane Kroll from the Galesburg Noon Lions Club joining us here this morning. Well, it's such a great event also. We mentioned that the glasses, those you donate wouldn't necessarily stay local, but all the money you raise, it helps with all the things you guys do locally.
Right. Yep, absolutely.
And some of the glasses are recycled in the sense that if they're metal, they become recycled, and then that turns into money that is being used to buy new glasses, to buy hearing aids, mm-hmm. to do those kinds of things. We also have a new initiative in Lyons, and that is measles, which has now become an enormous threat all over the rest of the world. Hard for us to believe that in the United yeah. States, but that is the case.
Yeah, that is kind of sad to think about mm-hmm. that.
It's, well, and again, on that sort of the vein of blindness, you know, you have diabetes. You know, diabetes yeah. leads to blindness. Right. And so some of those causes of what blindness are is really, I think, what Lyons has been able to focus on. But we know that it's important. We know that sight is obviously very important, as all three of us are wearing glasses. But, yep. You know, some of the people that we've connected with in the past, that our club has connected with in the past, it has changed their lives. It has meant something for them for their whole life. You know, we had an individual a few years ago who bequested the Lyons Club an enormous gift because she said, 75 years ago, your club allowed me and my family to see. You wow. bought glasses for me. You bought glasses for my siblings. I want to make sure that you have the ability to continue to do that for the next generation. So what we do makes a difference. And again, it's been a great experience being a Lion myself.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing with some of the clubs and organizations. If you're not a member, you don't necessarily know those kind of stories that how you actually have helped people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great yep. thing. Josh Gibb and Diane Kroll from the Galesburg Noon Lions Club joining us here this morning. The annual Pancake Day is coming up this Friday at the First United Methodist Church. Two servings starting 11 o'clock and then again at 4? 5 o'clock, 5 to 7. So twice, go twice. I don't, whatever, doesn't matter.
If you can go twice, I mean, all the better. Good on you.
What I say, you go to your early serving, you go home and nap and get warmed up for the next serving.
No judgment.
Right?
There's no judgment from Lions Club.
Winter, you need those carbs.
You need those winter carbs.
And you know, the other great thing is that, you know, no matter who's out in the dining room serving, they will do their best to get you to take more, mm-hmm. whether it's Don Moffat or Jeremy Carlin, whoever it is, they will do their best
yep.
One more. Come on.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
2 minutes later. Oh, just one more.
We're an encouraging group. Yeah, we're an encouraging group.
Absolutely. There you go.
We love to serve.
Yeah, we love to serve.
That's what it's all about, is serving, right?
Yeah. And we've been doing it for, this is our 72nd Pancake Day.
Yeah.
Our club this year is sort of a special year. You know, we're going to be celebrating our centennial. So the club will have been here for 100 years, and we'll have a lot of activities and events for people to share with us come November, so hopefully we can talk about that later on, too.
Of course, we'll get you back in and talk about all that. That is a really cool thing. Again, the Galesburg Noon Lions Club, their annual Pancake Day is coming up this Friday. All right, so you mentioned it, to become a Lion, you have to have a sponsor, but if somebody is interested, I know you they can be invited to come to a meeting just to sit
Absolutely.
In to see what it's about, right? How do you go about all that?
Well, so, I mean, we would just ask that you would reach out. I mean, if you're really mm-hmm. interested, you know, we have a Facebook page, we have a website, so just Google us and then we can get you connected if you're interested. But really, a charge that we've had is for our current members to go out and reach out to people, see if they're connected. There's other service clubs and, you know, we don't need to talk about other service clubs today. This is all about Pancake. But service clubs are an important part yeah. of what happens in Galesburg, and we just want people to be connected. And I think all of them have a little different approach. Mm-hmm. Our approach is fun, is service.
And really hands-on service.
It's
so
a lot of hands-on service.
Physically doing service projects.
Right. And so we would love to share that with anyone. But again, you sort of end up insulated within your circles. So if somebody's interested in Lions Club, just search us out on Facebook, send us a note. We would love to have you come. We're about 90 members right now, just shy of 90 members. So we've got a good group. We meet every Wednesday at the Kensington. We have lunch at the Kensington. And then we do service projects throughout the entire year.
Well, that membership is actually great because some of the other clubs, it's starting to dwindle a little bit. There's not as many younger people getting involved, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah,
I think we're fortunate because we have a lot of younger people in our club, mm-hmm. Which is a good thing because, you know, some of us are old. And
not
and
me.
So you're not.
Oh,
you're
no, Diane was not pointing at you, Josh.
Okay, good.
I sponsored him.
Yes, Diane did sponsor me.
But anyway, I think because we meet every week and we meet downtown for lunch, and I think that is what kept our group together so much because everybody's got to have lunch. So you just walk over to the Kensington and have lunch with your friends.
Mm-hmm. So you start. You say you start. You're connected. Then you become made, or then you just go. You become batter guy. You're made right. guy, then batter guy.
So it was first. I can't tell you where I started. Okay. That's certainly not appropriate, probably okay. for the radio. But then you turned. But then it was batter boy.
Oh, okay. Got
and
it.
Now it's batter baron. And okay. and the president bestowed that title on me this year. So you know, just a little inside game here, maybe.
There
but
you go.
We have a lot of fun. A lot
Absolutely.
Of fun.
Josh Gibbon, Diane Kroll with the Galesburg Noon Lions Club. Their annual Pancake Day is coming up this Friday at the First United Methodist Church here in downtown Galesburg, corner of what?
Kellogg and Ferris.
Yeah, Kellogg and Ferris here in downtown Galesburg. You won't miss it. You'll see all the people going in there 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 to 1, and then they'll serve again from 5 to 7 coming up on Friday. Diane, anything else you want to add about Lions Club or about the Pancake Day?
Well, I just think that nobody flips a flapjack like a lion. And if you want a truly excellent pancake, you know, you got to go there. Go to Galesburg Noon because really,
yeah.
mm-hmm. we are experts at it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Josh, anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that, you know, thanks for having us. Again, the Lions Club, it's a great organization. Come out, have a meal. Enjoy your community. That's, I think, the right. thing that's great about Pancake Day. Yes, we're raising money. Yes, it's going to good causes. But the thing, one of the things that I love about Pancake Day is I see our community in that church sitting by each other, chatting, talking, enjoying a meal. But they're enjoying community, and that's one of the biggest benefits from our club to offer our community a chance to get together and see each other. So come on out. It'll be a great time. Tickets are cheap, $6 a ticket,
$4.
Kids
so,
are $4.
And so if you, I mean, you, obviously you can get tickets at the door, but if you see any Lions mm-hmm. Club member, they'll have tickets.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And don't forget about the sausage. It's really good, too.
The great sausage. There's eggs for those mm-hmm. that can't have sausage on Friday since we're in the season of Lent now. And
I'll take care of theirs for them.
Okay, good. And then I think that the lion is going to be there on the
making an appearance.
That
is
awesome.
I think that
the club's actual lion
really
will
yep.
be making an appearance at the evening shift. So
okay.
rumor had it.
You would know mm-hmm. being the president of the club. Mm-hmm. You would know that such
All
a
right.
thing is going to happen.
Very good. Well, there's something to look forward to, something that kids and everybody.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's the friendliest lion in Galesburg.
Yes, it is.
Hey, nobody flips a flapjack like him either.
Nobody right. flips a flapjack.
All right. Josh Gibb, Diane Kroll, Galesburg Noon Lions Club. The annual Pancake Day is coming up this Friday, First United Methodist Church. Thank you so much for
Thank
joining
you.
Us.
Thanks for appreciate it.